The next patient is Alan Kent. The last name is K-E-N-T. The first name, Alan, A-L-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present for a long time. He has hyperlipidemia as well as hypertension. And he has a lab that is consistent with the chronic kidney disease stage 2. The most recent laboratory workup on January the 17th of 2023, the creatinine was 0.83, the BUN16, the estimated GFR 91, the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits, albumin is 4.4. The protein creatinine ratio is 425 milligrams. Which is the highest that it has been in several months. The contributory factors are the blood pressure that is elevated when the patient was asked about the administration of irbesartan, 150 milligrams combined with hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams every day. The patient is not sure that he's taking this medication, period. The last time it was renewed was in January of 2022, and for that reason, it's very unlikely that the patient is taking this medication. I'm going to send the refill to the pharmacy. The patient was encouraged to take the medication with two purposes: get the blood pressure under control, and second, the proteinuria that is rather apparent. The patient is not a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitor. We have to see the potassium after the irbesartan is reinstated. The patient could be a candidate for finerenone. F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E. Number two. The patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.8. The patient is heavier than before, 209 pounds. He is advised to go down 5 pounds, increase the activity, go on a plant-based diet, decrease the sodium intake, and take the medications as prescribed. Period. We cannot give SGLT2 because of the history of neurogenic bladder and the presence of BPH. even though it's asymptomatic. Number two, arterial hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. The patient is taking the statins. I express my concern to Mr. Kent of the lack of control in several parameters that we cannot afford, period. We are going to stress the need to change the diet and to take the medications as prescribed. We are going to reevaluate in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, I invested 10 minutes in the investigation of the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes.